listening to the U-Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U-Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm excited because we have our new content editor with us for the U Bible Study, Natasha Menifee. She is out of Kentucky. And so, hello, Natasha.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Just fine.
So today we're going to talk about our first study for the summer 2023 series, and it focuses on mentoring and making investments in others. Session one is going to highlight the relationship between Moses and his father-in-law, Jethro. So this session is going to help us understand the best leaders are those who have teachable spirits, and each of us needs a mentor and can serve as a mentor to someone else.
All right, that's great. So our point for today is be ready to give and receive godly wisdom. I really think this is going to be a fantastic study for many of us as we go through this. One really needed so that we can pour our insights into the next generation. So let's go ahead and read Exodus chapter 18, our first section, verses 9 through 11. Jethro rejoiced over all the things the Lord had done for Israel when he rescued them from the power of the Egyptians. "Blessed be the Lord," Jethro exclaimed, "who rescued you from the power of Egypt and from the power of Pharaoh. He has rescued the people from under the power of Egypt. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods because he did wonders when the Egyptians acted arrogantly against Israel." And so as we think about this, our first section right now is acknowledge their good works. Acknowledge their good works. And so here we are. We're talking about this whole idea of mentoring. We're getting to see an encounter with Jethro, which is Moses's father-in-law, and Moses. And so we're kind of raising this question, what are the fundamental principles for mentoring? And so here is the first one, acknowledge their good works. And so, you know, don't just come straight in with the bad news or with the correction or your ideas. First, you know, find something good that the person is doing and say something good about it. So I really like that. And that's what Jethro does. He rejoices over what God has been doing through Moses and through Moses's leadership. It's always good to give a compliment. Come on, before you have something else to say. And he, verse number 11, which is our memory verse, he says, "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods because he did wonders when the Egyptians acted arrogantly around Israel." So we have a tendency not to do that sometimes. We want to just go straight in, straight for the jugular. We want to go straight in and start talking about the things we think are wrong or things we think you need to do better. But I appreciate Jethro's velvet glove and his wisdom in this circumstance. What do you see in here, Natasha?
I agree, Mark. I see the same thing. It's always easier to receive a little bit of criticism when there's been a deposit made on the front end. Being willing to acknowledge what's going on, what's going right, what's going well, makes the opposite a little more palatable on the end of the receiver. So I absolutely agree with you. Jethro had a good approach, and it's an approach that we can also model as we mentor others. Before we go in to point out what needs to be fixed, let's go ahead and also point out what's working, what's going well, and how we can build on that.
All right. So there are lots of some constructive truths right here in the lesson that you'll want to take and think about. We often have people in our own families we can solicit for advice and direction. Second, there will be people in our families who need to profit from our own experiences. Third, the mentoring relationship between Jethro and Moses wasn't a long one. And here's number four, in all mentoring relationships, celebrate the good things that are also happening. Wow. So, you know, I'm just grateful for this. So many of our seasoned saints, real man, take advantage of this and begin to pour into the younger leaders that are around you, help to develop them, just like Jethro did for Moses. So here's the second point. Offer constructive criticism. Offer constructive criticism. And this is in verses 14 through 18. And it says, when Moses' father-in-law saw everything he was doing for them, he asked, "What is this you're doing for the people? Why are you alone sitting as judge while all the people stand around you from morning until evening?" Moses replied to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God, whenever they have a dispute, it comes to me, and I make a decision between one man and another. I teach them God's statutes and laws." "What you are doing is not good," Moses' father-in-law said to him. "You will certainly wear out both yourself and these people who are with you, because the task is too heavy for you. You can't do it alone." So again, I love this velvet glove that Jethro uses with Moses. And you have to be thoughtful about that. You know, when you are talking to a leader, leaders feel like they know exactly what to do and how they want to accomplish it. And you can see Moses is explaining this, but Jethro didn't come and just say what he wanted to say. He asked a question. He asked the question, "Look, what's going on? Explain this to me," to give Moses the first chance to be able to explain what was going on before he said what he really wanted to say. And then he brings in, after Moses explains it, and he says, "Look, you're going to wear yourself out and the people." What are you seeing here, Natasha?
Yeah, those are some of the same things that I highlighted and noted as I saw the text. You know, Moses was serving as a counselor to the people, but he also needed a counselor. And Jethro recognized that. He didn't come in tearing Moses down. It says that he saw first, so he observed. Then he asked a question. He listened. He gave Moses the opportunity to respond. And then he came in with offering him advice. So I think that's a lesson we can learn. We observe, we ask. Take the time to listen before we come in to give the advice. Because again, when we allow that person we're mentoring to make their voice heard, they're more likely and more acceptable to receive the counsel that we're giving. So I think Moses was in a position to receive, and Jethro was wise in how he gave his criticism to Moses.
And I would just say that Moses certainly had thought about what he was doing. He wasn't just doing this random haphazard. He really did have his mindset in what the process ought to be and why he was doing it. But just because you have your mindset on what you're doing and why you're doing it doesn't necessarily always mean you're doing it the best way. And so that's what Jethro is trying to talk to Moses about. Hey, there's a more excellent way to do this. And all of us have blind spots. None of us are going to be able to see everything and think about everything. So if you're going to be a strong leader, you need to be able to hear people who have something positive to say to you. Come on now. So you're foolish. You're foolish if you think you don't need to listen to anybody. So Moses is showing his maturity and wisdom as the mentee by being willing to be open and listen and have these conversations with Jethro. And so some people are not open and willing to have these conversations, but Moses is willing to have the conversation. And what helps him to be willing to have the conversation is the fact that Jethro is, using these important techniques, right? He rejoiced over the good things that were happening in the first section. And now he's asking him what's actually happening so that Moses can describe his plan for the process. And so we see a lot of good insights here. And so let me ask you this question, Natasha. So my wife always says that there's a difference between a critique and a criticism. And so do you think there's a difference in those two words?
I would agree. I do think there's a difference in those two words. And I think it comes with the delivery of the message and how we're sharing it. Jethro's message was constructive criticism. It was meant to build Moses up, not to tear him down, not just Moses, but the people. What I saw in verse 18, Jethro told him, not only are you going to wear yourself out, but you're going to wear the people out as well. And he highlighted that he can't do it alone. And as a good leader, we have to recognize that we can't do it alone. And not only that, but recognize the impact that our decisions are making on the people that we are leading. So I agree. Jethro came with constructive criticism. He wasn't trying to critique Moses to tear him down, but to build him up, to make him better and better for the people.
All right. So that dispute still rages on. Is there a difference between a critique and a criticism? So here, encourage with sound counsel is the last point here. Encourage with sound counsel, starting at verse number 19. And it reads like this. Now listen to me. I will give you some advice, and God be with you. You be the one to represent the people before God and bring their causes to him. Instruct them about the statutes and laws and teach them the way to live and what they must do. But you should select from all the people able men, God-fearing, trustworthy, and hating dishonest prophet. Place them over people as commanders of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. And so this is a great passage. And so you'll want to actually read a little farther than this. We can only put so many verses in our study, but you really kind of need the next verse in order to just kind of clean that up. And he reminds Moses, said, you let them handle all the little stuff. Come on now. And he's saying, like, let them take your light work and bring only the big issues to you. And so, and really, that's what one has to do. When you think about the separation of duties, how do you delegate authority and delegate the task? If you're going to be a successful leader, you can't do it all. It can't all come to your desk. You have to be willing to delegate some items to other people and then allow them to bring the big stuff to you. And that's exactly what Jethro is telling Moses. Your job, man, is to represent the people to God and to tell them what thus saith the Lord. And then with all this judging stuff, man, just handle the big stuff, right? Let these other guys handle your light work, the little issues, and then they can just bring the big ones to you that they can't handle. So that, what a great word and great encouragement and sound counsel that Jethro brings to Moses. And I would say I've worked as a leader in the top position. I've worked with many leaders in the second position, right? And so there is a certain way that you have to kind of approach the person in the top position to help them to know, look, I'm not here to do you in. I'm here to just give you support and help. And Jethro is a master at this. And so we could stay on these skills that Jethro is presenting for a long, long time. What do you see in here, Natasha?
What I love about Jethro was he didn't just come with criticism pointing out where Moses' blind spots were. He came with a solution. So I think as a good leader, as a good mentor, we have to bring a solution behind the constructive criticism. So he had a strategy for Moses. He offered him a strategy to, this is what your purpose is. This is what you do. Now, this is how you can delegate some of these tasks. So offering the solution to the problem without just highlighting the problem was a key skill that we can note and take away as good leaders. It's very easy for us as people to point out the problem. We are skilled at that, but we also have to be skilled with coming behind as a mentor to help support with problem solving and bringing solutions and offering strategy to keep ministry work moving and to advance things forward. So I love about Jethro is that he brought a solution behind the problem that he saw in Moses' blind spot.
All right. So, man, this is just the beginning. This is just the first installment of this series of lessons on mentoring and investing in others. This is going to be so powerful for many people in our churches. And so, you know, make sure that your class members don't miss out on a single one of these studies here. And so, I just want to say to you, if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Natasha Menifee is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I do want to say to each of you that you can get your own copy of the U Bible study, one for every member of your class, at www.lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our urban cultural forward Bible study. It comes in paper and digital formats. There's a teacher guide in the back of the book and daily devotional pages, so it keeps us invested in the Word of God every day. There's a beautiful leaders pack that goes along with the studies, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. All right, Natasha, give us our teaching tip for today.
So our tip that I'd like to give before you begin to teach this study is to reflect on what you know and have experienced about mentoring and investing in others. Take some time to think about people who have mentored you and the people that you have served as a mentor to. What characteristics does an effective mentor possess? Also be willing to share with your class how your experience led you to mentor someone else and how you can encourage them to become a mentor as well.
All right. Thank you so much. This is going to be a great one. And so join us again for another U Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.